Okay, let's begin, guys. Welcome everyone back. It's great to see everybody. We continue upon the sugya. Continue upon the sugya bechulim with our testament base. We had learned that according to Rav Huna, there was a fundamental difference between sakana and iser. When it comes to issues of sakana, we're very worried about it. When it comes to issues of iser, we're not as worried. And that lashon is chamirta sakanta miisura. That was the shita of Huna. And we're going to see, God willing, that shita is upheld, that we hold like Rav Huna, that sakanta is more chamirta than isura. However, Rava refuted that, and Rava held that sakana is not more machmir than isura. They're on the same level. They're on the same footing. Sakanta and isura are on the same level, and Rava argued on Rav Huna. And we continue upon this dialogue between Rav Huna and Rava as to who is right. So please get down in your notes from the very outset. Rav Huna distinguished and said sakana is more chomer than iser, and Rava disagreed with that and said they're on the same footing. Iser is just as chomer as sakana. And that's where we pick up upon this theme in this dialogue between Rava and Rav Huna. One more time, Nachamo. Rav Huna said sakanta is more chomer than iser, and Rava said they're on equal footing. So let's pick up with the Gemara here on Testament base, where the Gemara asks like this. Let's take a look inside in the middle of the Yomid, where we left off. Mesif Rav Simi, Rav Shimi. Rav Shimi asked Akasha from a Mishnah. We'll have to see exactly, is it a Mishnah or a Braisa? Sheretz, Befi Chuldo, V'chuldo M'halech Zalpi Agabi Akikaro, so Truma, Sofik Naga, Sofik Mo Naga, Shesfeko Tohar. The ilu, suffek the mayim megulin asurin. So if you have a sheretz, what is the definition of a sheretz? So lemaisa, Rav Shekhtar always says to us, the shmonas ratzim are rodents. So we're just going to add on. Rav Shekhtar is one of the good old ador, one of the good old ador lemaisa, but he always says over there eight rodents. But if you look in the chumash, we're going to add on something. A lizard is not a rodent. And I want you to know the pasuk, pirik yud aleph and vayikra. Pasuk Haftes and Pasuk Lamed. Aryeh, thank you for bringing it. The Pasuk says, these are the contaminated ones among the teeming animals that teem upon the earth. The Cholid, the Achbar, the Tzav, according to variety, the Anaka, the Koach, the Lata, and the Chomet, and the Tinshamis. Now, most of these, no doubt, are what? Are rodents. Corner Rashi and other Rishon Macholid is a weasel. Rav Sadia says it's a mole. An Achbar is usually a mouse. Rashi says a Sav is a frog. Now, if you say it's a frog is not a rodent. Okay? So if you say a Sav is a frog, so Rav Shekhtar, most of them are rodents. But I want you to note, if a frog is on that list or a toad, that's not a rodent. What word is that? It's called a tzav. Now, what's an anaka? A hedgehog or a porcupine? According to the Radak, it's a viper. What's a viper?
Snake.
According to Rav Sadia, the koach is a species of a lizard. So I want you to get these down, that according to the Radak, an anaka is a viper, and according to Rav Sadia, the koach is a what? The koach is a lizard. Those are not what? Rodents.
How would we then?
One second, the chomet, according to Rashi, is a what? Snail. Or a chameleon. What's a chameleon? Chameleon also is not a rodent. No? No? What is a chameleon? What? Yeah, so I want you to get down in your notes all those particulars that Rova them are rodents, but not all of them are rodents. Okay? So that's what the concept of sheretz is. Yes?
But then Gemara says nachash and sheretz. How can we say that a type of nachash is a sheretz if we're saying...
Maybe it's a different type of snake, like a garter snake. Different than a viper. But what I'm saying to you is that Rova them are usually rodents, but not all of them. And I want you to know the Rishonim that point out the ones that are not rodents. Let's chazen the order one more time. Rashi says that a tzav is a frog or a toad, right? According to Radak, an anaka is a viper. According to Rav Sadia Gaon, what is a koach? A lizard. Rashi identifies the lata as being a what? A lizard also. The halta. And the chomet Rashi identifies as a snail or a chameleon according to the Radak. So there are a minority of things on the list that are not what? Rodents. Rove them, that's what Rav Shechter must have meant. Rove them are rodents. But there are some things that are not. So what we have is situation, please get it, is you have a dead sheretz, which is one of those things, a rodent or those, and it's found in the mouth of a rat. And the rat starts walking on a bunch of loaves of truma, which are Torah. The question is whether that dead rat that's found in the mouth of who?
The
is found in the mouth of the chulda, did it touch the what? Did it touch the trumas? Excellent, Jake. Did it touch the loaves of truma or not? Because the bottom line is a live rat is not metame. You'll tell me, Rebbe, but the live rat's trampling all of the breads of loaves of truma. Who cares? A live rat's not metame. What's metame? A dead rat. It's an avatuma. So we don't know whether it touched. What's the psak? Savik tar. Now, what happens if you have a savik of my magulin? What happens if you have a savik of my magulin? My magulin is exposed water that's been revealed. What's the din? We hold it like this nowadays. If you put the water in the fridge, we assume it's closed, even though it's an open pitcher. But it was in a fridge overnight. So the fridge closes it up. But if you left it on the counter, an open pitcher, you have to spill out the water. My magulin. Overnight. But we also said it could be even during the daytime if you leave it out. Right? Why? It's also because we're afraid a snake went in. What do you see from this? What does this display? What does this depict? Rav Shimi says. That sakana is more chomer than what isser. That's against who? Rav who said they're on equal footing. Kasha, Joe, is that clear?
He said one more time.
Yes. According to Rav, he equated sakana with isser. What do you see from this Mishnah? That he draws a contrast from what? From Suffolk isser, Suffolk nugget, Suffolk little nugget, to Sveik Otar. Tuma and isser are the same thing for our purposes, even though the Vilna Gaon said the three categories of the Dinatari we learned. Remember we said Mamon, isser, and Tuma. But for our purposes, isser and tumah are lumped together here. Yes? So sofik mayim megulim is sakana, it's aser. But this case is a star. So you see there's a difference between the two, yes? That's a kasha and rabba that equated the two. Are y'all clear? That's the kasha of the Gemara. Very, very strong kasha. Let's see Rashi. Sheretz mace, sofik naga, sheretz mace, betruma. We're not sure if it touched it. It's hanging out of the thing's mouth. But did it touch the loaves of bread? Look inside Rashi. Sveiko torah v'afilim b'shus ha'yachid. The ilu bat savik ilu aser alma shiny isurim sakata. We see there's a difference in isurim sakata. Who's that? Akashan, Kashan Rava that equated the two. Now what did we learn last semester? What's the famous din of savik tuma b'shus yachid? Tomei or tar? What's the din?
Tomei.
Savik tuma b'shus yachid is tomei. How do you define b'shus yachid? Not like Yochel Shabbos. How do you define b'shus yachid? Anything less than what? Three people. What is savik tuma b'shus rabin? It's Tahora, three or more people, correct. Three or more people. Sovik Tumishis Rab is what is Tahora. So what does it say in this Mishnah? Did it distinguish between people or not? Did it distinguish between, no, what does Rashi say? He says, Afilu B'Shus Yachid, it's Tomei. Yes? I'm sorry, Afilu B'Shus Yachid, it's Tahora. That's this din, it's an amazing din. Even B'Shus Yachid, it's Tahora. That's an amazing din.
Coin to Rab.
Yeah, the Mishnah didn't mention what we're talking about, whether there were a lot of people or not. Rashi's pointing out, Sveika Torah Afilu B'Shus Yachid. Even B'Shus Yachid, it's Torah. It's an amazing what? It's an amazing din. We don't seem to care about this, right? So you see that Suffolk and Sakana, Suffolk and Suffolk are not on the same footing. And you see that with the Isser is Torah, even B'Shus Yachid. It's an amazing din, right? Even B'Shus Yachid, it's good. L'maisa. Even B'Shus Yachid, it's good. This is a Chiddush, L'maisim. It's a tremendous Chiddush.
Wait, when we say B'Shus Yachid is good, we mean...
Even B'Shus Yachid. Again, what is the cloud? Savik Tum B'Shus Yachid is what? Is Tommy. Savik Tum B'Shus Rab is Tar. What did it say in this Mishnah? What did it say? Savik Naga, Savik O Naga, Sveiko Tar. It didn't say what?
Even
B'Shus Yachid. That's an amazing Chiddush, right? It's an amazing chiddush. So what's going on here, Lamaisa? That's the chiddush, Lamaisa, okay? Want to get this? This is a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous kasha. Yeah? So you see the fairish, it's good. Allah Lamaisa. Rav holds, Lamaisa, this is considered to be what? This is considered to be the kasha to Gemara. It's a very strong kasha. Lamaisa, a very strong kasha. What's up, Shah? Okay. So what's the teretz? Let's see the Gemara inside. What's the Gemara's answer? Gemara says, Rava says, don't bother me. Look inside. Hosom, nami ilchasa gemiri lo misota. It's not a kasha. Ma sota dover sheish bo das l'shoyel. Afocha nami dover sheish bo das l'shoyel. Why is Sofik Tuma b'shis yachin tome yonah pinchas? Modeled after who? A Sofik sota. Man's married to a woman, what does he do? He warns her not to have yichud Mr. X. That's called kinyan in front of two edim. She has yichud in front of two edim. What's that called? Sofik sota. That's called stira. Sofik sota. How do we solve whether she was mizana with the guy? Binyamin? You make her drink the mei sota. She's guilty, she blows up. If she's innocent, she gets a bracha. Right? Is a woman a human being? Yeah. Yes. Is a man a human being? Yes. Those are human beings. Is a kikar of truma a human being? No, it's an inanimate object. Does it have intellect? No. So even though Savik Tumim Rishis Yachin is normally Tomei, that's by what? That's if the issue is whether a human being is Tomei or not. She has Das L'Shoyel. But what are we dealing with here? Loaves of Truma, they're inanimate objects. Since they're inanimate objects, I don't care whether it's a Savik Tumim Rishis Yachin. Since it's an inanimate object, what's the din? Tahar. That's the Gemara's answer. Rashi. Let's see Rashi inside. Sheish Bo Das L'Shoyel Im Nitma Im Lav. You can ask her. What's amuros that happen? B'mishyesh ben das l'shoel. He goes onum sheover etzel instead of aval. Put the word etzel in. Says in the Gos Vitzunim. A person passes by a sheretz on nevela. Savik naga, savik no longer. I don't know whether he touched it. Shishiyachid savik tamei, sveiko tamei. Aval kikaros. Shane Ben Das Lashol, bread, last time I checked, don't answer questions. You don't see a bread open its mouth and say, you know, how are you doing, Mr. Bread? You know, loaf of bread. Aval Kikara, Shane Ben Das Lashol, lo. But a bread has no Das Lashol, lo. So therefore, even though it's a Savik Tumim Rishis Yachin is what? Is normally Tomei? That's only by a human being, whether a god was Tomei or Tar, but not by an inanimate object. And therefore, what's the din? The din is that, what? Don't bother me, Rava says. Rava says, did I stick to my guns? Sakon and Isser Ariel is the same footing. Ah, you bring me up this din? This is a special exception, because this is an inanimate object. An inanimate object will be Mako. Why are we Mako by an inanimate object? Because there's a halacha of Ein Das L'Shoyel. I had Sofik Megulim Rasser and Elkanami. They're Rasser. And we would have Rasser to the case of Tumah V'Tahara. But there's a special din of Das L'Shoyel. Does everyone got what I'm saying? There's a special din of Das L'Shoyel. Since it's a special din of Das L'Shoyel, it's an exception to the rule of the Maisa. But in my feeling, Rava says Isser and Sakar are the same level. Why is this Tahar? Because there's a special rule, ain't Das L'Shoyel. That's the pshat in Rava. Yes, Rafi, go ahead.
Why does it make a difference in the sort of case if the woman has Das L'Shoyel if she's drinking either way?
It doesn't make a difference. We don't care about what's tricking or not. We don't trust her anyway. She has to drink the mesota. So but the model is it's a human being. That's the din.
Couldn't
they
use a better
example
then?
No, because that's the mocker. The mocker is from there. From Sovik Tumim Rishis Yachin. That is the mocker. I can't hear you.
Das L'Shoyel doesn't really apply there, though.
Sure it does. You fit the model objectively of a human being. That's all. We're not talking about subjective. We don't trust her anyway. She has to drink the mesota. Okay, you're looking at the objective concept that she fits in, that she's considered a Sofik Sota. Okay, now I want you to get this down. The Rashba, yeah, quickly, Ariel, go ahead.
I'm just wondering, do we still ask her if she did so or not before?
We try to coax her to confess because we don't want to erase the Mesota, Hashem's name. Okay. If she confesses, she's got to get divorced. She loses her ksuba. So, because we don't feel comfortable erasing Hashem's name. Right. But the bottom line is we don't do that in order to solve the issue. The way to solve the issue is you have to let her drink the mesota. Okay.
Isn't it okay by mitzvah to do this as a mitzvah?
I can't hear you.
Isn't it okay to erase by mitzvah? And this was the case of the mitzvah, no? Isn't it okay to erase Hashem's name if it's for mitzvah?
Yeah, that's if we have to. That's if we have to. But if we try not to, we try to get her to confess. That's why we spread her hair out, you know. We make her hold the things, Ariel. We do many things to coax her to confess. But the bottom line is, like Rav Tendler Shlita taught us, it's a hutcher. For Shalom Bayis, the Ram's willing to have his name erased. It's a hutcher. The Isser of erasing Hashem's name doesn't even surface. It's not that it's a dechuya. There's two ways to say it. You know, Pikul can have his Docha Shabbos. Is it a dechuya? What does that mean? That when you try to save someone's life, your Machal Shabbos, is Shabbos suspended in midair? But you should try to minimize the Chol Shabbos, or say Hutra. Shabbos doesn't exist. It exists when I try to save this guy's life. Maybe I don't have to minimize. Right? The Ram writes in Perek Bei Zichol Shabbos, Pikuach Nefesh, Dechuyu Eitzol Shabbos. Then the very next halach is his Hutra. It's a steer in the Rambam. Whenever you have this concept, you always have to know, guys. We've said this. Is it a Dechuyu or a Hutra? You follow me? Rav Tendler wanted to say from the Chuvas Ramah that it's a Hutra. The Isra of Hashem's name doesn't even arise when you're trying to create Shalom Bayis. In this couple. You follow me? Okay. Now, I want you to get this. I was wondering whether we could, but let's see it. I want you to, let's get right into it. The Rashba and the Pnei Yoshua are bothered by it. You know what? This Kasha is very bothersome to me, Rav Shimi Barashi's Kasha. Isn't the answer quite obvious? This answer is quite obvious. Ein das l'shol, no?
Why?
It's a special, this is a famous din. It's a famous din that the din is the what? I hold Sakot is Chamura Meisurim. So why is it Torah in this case? In other cases, Savik Thomas Bishus Yachim. How did you, Rav Shimi, learn this din? Rav Shimi asked the Kasha, right? How did he himself learn this din? He knows Savik Thomas Bishus Yachim is Tameh. Why else is it Torah in this case? There must have been some underlying din here, right? That taught me why it's Torah, right? What was that underlying din? What was that underlying din? That you need das what? The answer of the Gemara. So what on earth was he thinking when he asked this kasha? He's a great gaon, Rav Shimi. The Rashi and the Pnei Yoshua are puzzled by the answer so obvious. What was your kasha? Because what's a classical din dinjo? Suffik tumor versus yachid is what? Is tameh. So why does it say suffik nugget, like a tar? Why is it tar here? You must have known when you asked the kasha there's some underlying din that makes it different. And what's that underlying din? The Gemara's answer. Ain't that's the shoil. So the Rosh from the mirror said, hello, what were you thinking when you asked the kasha? Mesiv, what does Mesiv mean? I have a kasha. What was your kasha? The answer's so obvious that this is a special din. You got this? This is how we become Lamdonim talking. This is how you become the Lamdonim, developed in the Talmud of Chachamim. Luna Gomorrah, Kasha, Teres, Fighter, Daf Yomi is good, don't get me wrong. I'm turning pages. Right? You have to know it, like Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, the great guy. Right? I haven't been here since the Siyum HaShas. For me, the most important point in that Siyum HaShas was the 5 seconds they asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the God of Ador. What did he say? Tzrich Vadat! Torah Shabbat is knowing it, understanding it. It's not just turning the pages, right? He said one line, Tzrich Vadat, right? They have to know the Shas. This is talking knowing the Shas. We understand the Kasha, but I'm asking you more in depth. The Rosh and the Pnei Yeshua say, what was Rav Shimi thinking? Suffik tumor versus yachid is normally tummy, and it says tar here. So obviously there's some underlying din that's telling me it's different. And that's the Gemara's answer. So then what was your kasha? Do you understand what I'm asking?
Yeah.
That's what the Rashi of Pnei Yeshua asked. Binyamin, you got me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I want to offer the two terutzim, the Rashi and the Pnei Yeshua. Joe, the Rashi says like this. The Rashi says that Rav Shimi's thinking was built upon the following. There's a difference between Abai and Rava. Abai is the one who sides with what? With Rav Ashi, who claims what? What does Abai claim? That there is a difference between Sakon and Yisr. Correct. Abai with Rav Ashi. Abai with Rav Huna, rather. Exactly. So Abai says, what do we learn from Sota? One Rishus. What's the one Rishus? Safik Tum Rishus Yachad is Tamei. Rishus Rabin Lamaisa is only Tahar, is always Tahar, Mikar, and even if there's no Chazaka. Whereas Rava learns from Sota, only Rosh Hashanah is Tar, Rosh Hashanah is Tameh, Minadin, B'davar Shabbat L'Chazaka, when something happens, when there's a Maisa that takes place. So I'm going to plug this in now like this, Joe. Let's get it. Rav Shimi says, according to Abaye, what do you learn from Sota? What do you learn from Sota? That it's a Chumrah. L'Tameh Rosh Hashanah, and that's only when what? That's only on something that what? That has the ability to ask, answer a question, a human being. But something that's an inanimate object is not like a sota, and a mela would be what? Would be tahar. But what does Rava learn? Rava learns that Savik Timur Shiyachid is Tamei Mikra Adin, because Batla Chazaka. What's the Batla Chazaka? This rat is climbing all over the what? Climbing all over the loaves of bread. There's a mice that happened. If there's a mice that happened, then the Cheskes Tara should be nullified. And therefore, Lamaisa, he's asking a great kasha. Let's plug it in again. Rav Shimi Bar Ashi saying, you know what? I want you to know something. According to me, I understand Halacha Lamaisa. I understand Halacha Lamaisa why this case is good. Why? Why do I hold this case is good? Because what do I learn from Sota Mikar Adin? What do I learn? What does Avai learn from Sota?
It's a
That it's a chumra. It's a special din that it's subject to Rishon Shachar's tummy. And what do we always say by a chumra Aryeh? Please get this. What do we always say? It's got to be exactly like it is, the Chiddush. If it's a little bit off from a Sota is a human being. If it's an inanimate object, what's the din? It's going to be Tahara. So he understood the answer, according to Abai. But according to you, Rava, what do you learn, Rava? You always say that Savik Timur B'Shesh Yachad is Tamei Mikra Adin when the Chazak is nullified. What does it mean the Chazak is nullified? That there was some action that what? Puts this in jeopardy, this din. What was the action here? There's a rat crawling over what? These breads of Truma. If there's a rat that's holding in its mouth, a dead rat, a live rat, it has a dead rat in its mouth, and it's crawling over the breads of Truma, that's Mavatal the Chazaka. And then what should be the din? The din should be what? That it should be Tameh, according to you. Meaning, what was lurking as an answer, I understand it would be according to me and Abaye and Rav Huna, I understand that answer. Because we hold that what the whole din of Savik Timur B'Shesh Yachid, Ariel is Tameh, is a Chiddush. It's a Chumrah, but it's got to fit exactly what? That category. And what's that category? By Dover Shein Das Lishol, it's not like a Sota, maybe it'll be Tar. Because the only thing we learn from Sota is what? Is the din of Savik Timur B'Shesh Yachid. Whereas according to Rava, what do we learn from Sota? What do we learn from Sota according to Rava? That Rosh Hashanah is what? That Rosh Hashanah is Tahar. But Rosh Hashanah is Sveiko Mitameh by a Dover Mikra Adin Shabbat Lachazaka. In other words, what are you learning? Get this down, Ariel. What do you learn from what Sota? Abai learns from Sota the din of what Savik Tum Rosh Hashanah is Tameh. If it doesn't fit into that model, if it's Das Eindvo, Das Lishol, what will be the din? Tahar. What does Rava learn from Savik Tumah Rosh Hashanah? From Sota. He learns that Rosh Hashanah means Tahar. But Rosh Hashanah will be Tameh anytime you're what? Anytime you're Mavatal or what? A Chazak. Anytime a Maisa puts something in jeopardy. And what's the Maisa here, Benj? That a dead that a live rat is crawling over the what? The breads of Truma. And therefore, if that's the case, according to Rava, why is the din what? Sveiko Tar. It should be Tamei. That's the kasha of the Gemara, says the Rashba. You want me to say it again, Ariel?
One more time.
Let's say it again. The kasha that the Rashba Peshua says, this answer is so self-evident that what was Roshimi asking? Right? That Rava gives a beautiful answer. He says, of course I hold that Suffolk and Isser on the same level. This is just a special exception to the rule. So if it's so well known the exception to the rule, what was Roshimi asking? Yes, Benj? What was the Mason? That's what we're asking. Yeah? So what's the answer to substantiate the Kasha? Says the Rashba, what does Abaye learn from Sota? He learns that a Suffolk tumor versus Yachin is Tameh. But it's got to fit that model. It's got to fit that model. If it's not what Das Lashar, the din will be Tar. Like this case. Right? He learns from Sota only Savik Tumur B'Shesh Yachid is Tamei. B'Shesh Sarab, it's Tar Mikra Adin. Even if there is no Chazaka. The only thing we learn from what? The only thing we learn from Sota is what? Savik Tumur B'Shesh Yachid is Tamei. And therefore, if it doesn't fit that model exactly, what's the din? What's the din? If you don't fit that model exactly, what's the din?
Tar.
It's going to be Tahar, correct. So I understand why it's Tahar according to Avai. But what does Rava learn from Sota? Suffolk Tumor Shisharabim is what? Is Tahara, correct. What about Suffolk Tumor Shisharabim? What's the din? It depends on whether there was an action from Vata the Chazak and that'll become Tomei. You don't learn that out from Sota. So in this case, there was a mice that put it in jeopardy. There's a live rat with a dead rat in its mouth crawling over breads of Truma. So that should put it in jeopardy. That's Mavad Lachazaka. That's why it's Tameh. So why does it say Tahar? That's the Kasha of the Gemara. That's the Rashba's Kasha. That's the Gemara's Kasha according to the Rashba. Are y'all clear?
Yeah.
Says the Pnei Yeshua differently. Pnei Yeshua gives it, one second, before we get to the Pnei Yeshua. So let's carry it through. Good to see you, Sam.
See you.
Okay, what's the Gemara's answer? What's the Gemara's answer? So let's just carry it through. Yeah, take one. What's the Gemara's answer? What's Rava's answer? What did you say? Exactly. But Rava's answer in the Rashba is that your Svar is wrong. I learned both Rishiyos from Sota. Even what? Even Rosh Hashanah I learned from Sota, says Rav. And if it doesn't fit the model, what's the din? What's the din? If it doesn't fit the model, it's going to be Tahar. Not Das L'Shoyal. So that's the answer to the Gemara. The answer to the Gemara is I learned both Rosh Hashanah from Sota. Not just Rosh Hashanah, I also learned Rosh Hashanah. And if it doesn't fit the model of a woman who's a human being, then it's going to be what Tahara? That's how you discover America. That's what the Rashba says. That's how Rav has gave his answer. So let's say it over again. The Rashba says the kasher of Shimi was what? Aryeh? That according to Abaye, what do you learn from Sota? Shusiyachim in Tom, it's got to fit the model. If you don't have Das L'Shoyal, what's the din? Sam, you need my Gemara?
No,
yeah,
no.
You have? Okay. If you don't have Das L'Shoyal, what's the din?
Tar.
Correct. So it's good. But according to you, Rav, you learn what? What do you learn from Sota? That Rosh Hashanah is Tahara. But somebody to Rosh Hashanah is Tomit, as long as you're Mavatel Chazaka. Did you have a Meister in Mavatel Chazaka? Yes. The live rat's crawling all over it. So the Mela should make it Tzavik what? Should be Tzavik Otomit. What's the answer to Gemara, says Rava? You got it wrong. I learned both Rosh Hashanah from Sota. Not just Rosh Hashanah, but even what? What? Yeah, not just Rosh Hashanah, but also Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, it's not Das L'Shoyal, it's going to be what, Tahara? You got it? That's how the Rashba learns. Comes along the Pnei Yeshua, and he says the Kasha of the Gemara a little bit differently. He says that there's a Gemara in Sota and Daf Testament base, let's get it, that states as follows. Rafi, you with me? There's a steer in Tsukim by something that has no Das L'Shoyal. Something that has no Das L'Shoyal, we learn from what? We don't learn from Sota. There's a steer in Sukkim. It says, only when it's what? Davka shenitma bevada, you don't eat something. You can't eat karbonis, it's davka tome, bevada. The basar koltar yocho, yeah? Basar kodesh, what does that mean? You can only eat karbonis with davka betoras tar vadai. So it's a steer in the psukim. What do you do when it's suffic? What do you do when it's suffic?
What's a steer in the
psukim? Let's say you have busser of a korban. So one pusik says what? Dafka when it's tamei vada, you don't eat. What's that implication mean? That if it's suffic tamei, you would what? Be able to eat it. But the second pusik implies the only time you're able to eat it is a tar vada. Implying that what suffic tamei is what? You can't eat it. So is a steer in psukim with a suffic busser of a korban, is tamei or tar, can you eat it or not? So it's a mamish spirit. So you know what the answer is? What's the answer? The first pasuk's talking about has no what? What's the first pasuk talking about? When it has no das, it's an inanimate object. The second pasuk talking about whether a person is tamei or tar. Second pasuk talking about when a person is tamei or tar. So let's get it down. So when it's an inanimate object, the only time you can't eat it is when what? When it's vadai tamei. If it's suffek, you can eat it. But if it's a human being, whether it's suffek, you can't eat it. You got it? That's how we answer the steer in psukim. So what do we see from there? You learn to other isurim, says the Pnei Yeshua. Thank you for bringing it all in. What does the Pnei Yeshua say? From here you learn. He says, Kol shekem ishar isurim avityuf to the Rava. What's a steer? So what's the answer? The answer is, I've got the other isurim that's like what? It's like an inanimate object. What's halacha? Sveika l'kula. So the Pnei Yeshua says there's a steer between two psukim. What's a steer between two psukim? Exactly. So when it's an inanimate object with a piece of meat, basar of korban, kutchim, you're not sure whether it's tamei or tar. Can you eat it? Yes. What about you're not sure whether the person's tamei or tar and he wants to eat this basar of a korban? What's the din? He cannot eat it. So we learn that to other isurim. Other Yisurim are like a Dover Shainbo Das L'Shoyal. Other Yisurim are like something that's an inanimate object. It's like Ainbo Das L'Shoyal. So if it has no Das L'Shoyal, what's the din? The din is that should be what? Sveiko L'Kulu. That's the Kasha. He says, the Kol Shekain L'what? Kol shekein l'shar yisuru. Bavet yuf to the Rava. They're like, ain't bo das l'shoil. So what should be the din? Should be sveka l'kula. Who's that akashan? Akashan Rava. What's Rava's answer? Oh, I'm not learning from what? These two psukim. What am I learning from? I'm learning from Sota. To tell me that what? I'm learning from Sota. It's not Tomei Vavadai. In other words, I'm not learning from what? Suffic tumor versus yachid by a summons inanimate object? I would say it's not Tomei Vavadai, but it's not Torah Vavadai. I would say it's a suffic. What does the din of Sota tell me? What does the din of Sota tell me? The din of Sota tells me positively that what? That I can what? That Tahor Bevadai. And that I don't learn from Sota Lhatar Shari Suru Matoras Vadai. From Sota I learn Matoras Vadai. I don't learn from Allah Moshe Mishinai. Shari Surim, I'll say it's a suffix. Shari Surim, I'll say it's a suffix. I don't know what to do, so I treat it as a suffix. But what does Sota teach me? What does Sota teach me? That it's Torah Bavadai. Allah Moshe. And it's Torah Bavadai. So therefore I learn out from Sota that it's Torah Bavadai. So Mamele, it's not a Kasha. Mamele, so it comes out, what was the Kasha? Rav Shimi asked, according to you, Rav, what should be the din? Should be on the same footing, Lamaisa, Sakana, and Isser. But there's a difference. What's the answer? The answer is that I learned from Sota that what? What do I learn from Sota? That Ein Bo Das L'Shoil, what's the din? That it's different. Ein Bo Das L'Shoil is different that are not on the same footing. So it's an exception to the rule. Normally what? Something is Surim, I'll be what? Or remain a Sufik. But when I learn out from Sota, Lamaisa, Allah Lamaisa, when I learn out from Sota, this din, other Yisurim, it cannot be like what? Other Yisurim are not the same. They're like a Sufik, a Shakal, they'll be Usr. But not what? Not when you learn out from Sota. Tumah is going to be different, because I learned from Sota that it's different. I'm not going to amater other Yisurim. Okay? So we got the Pnei Yoshua, how he learns? Let's get it again. Pnei Yoshua learns that the Kasha, the Gemara was, is based on the Stirim Sukim. It's based on the Stirim Sukim, the inanimate object should be what? Should be Torah. So, Lamaisa, it should be what? It should be Torah. Lamaisa, by the case of what? And you should learn from other Yisroel, there should be Sveika Lahakal. Why you Machmer Rava? Right? You see that what? You see that Sakanta, Lamaisa, and Isser, Lamaisa are considered to be what? Are considered to be not on the same level. And that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. Ein Bo Das L'Shoil, Lamaisa, is different. Ein Bo Das L'Shoil, the Sveika should be what? The Sveika should be Mekel. We learned to other Yisurim. So Rava says not true. Rava says not true. Why is it not true? Because I need Sota as well. Sota makes it different when it comes to Tumah V'Tahara. Well, how does Sota make it different? Sota makes it that it's Tahara Bavada. Otherwise, all the other Yisurim will be what? Will remain as a suffix. Don't bring me up. This is an exception to the rule. See, Rav Shimi thought it wasn't an exception to the rule. He thought it would be a model. Rava saves himself and says, not a model. It's an exception to the rule. So does everyone got this? You got this, Yehuda? The Rashi and the Pnei Yeshua substantiate the Kasha of Rashimi Barashi. Has everyone got this? Should we say it over again?
Yeah.
Let's say it over again. Pnei Yeshua says, what's the Kasha of Rashimi Barashi? Isn't the answer underlying, Rashi and the Pnei Yeshua, isn't underlying the answer self-evident? It's not self-evident. Why is it not self-evident? Because why? Because you could have said that what? Just like what? Just like he says, the Tzfiru de Psukim Lamaisa, tell me this what? That it's suffic what? By an anonymous should be Tahora? So too what? It's nothing to do with Sota. So to any other suffic issue should be what? It's the same din. Comes along Rav and says, no, the reason why what? The reason why the case of the Kikar Shal Trum is different because it's Tumah V'Tahara. And you lead it from what? Sota. That's a special din by Tumah V'Tahara that you learn from Sota. You can't learn out everywhere else. I'm right, says Rava, that Sakana and Issa will be on the same footing. The reason why you're making error is because you learn from Sota that it's Mutter. But the Havim and the Gemara had nothing to do with Sota. The Kasha and the Gemara had nothing to do with Sota. Then he comes from left field and brings in Sota. You got me? You got me now? Whereas according to Rashi, what was the Rashi's answer? This stands with the Kasha. That what? That we knew Sota, but we thought Sota only was for what? Rosh Hashanah, excellent Ariel. And then the Gemara says, no, it also is for what? Rosh Hashanah as well. Okay? So that's exactly how it was substantiated. Excellent, guys. Okay, I didn't want to skip this. Okay, let's go. Let's go Vaita now in the Gemara. Okay, we got this clear? Please, guys, that over. Okay? Let's see now, Vaitu. Look inside, guys. Tashma. Sam, you ready? We're dealing with the Shita that says what? Rava, that equated Sakana with Isser. Remember we said Rav Huna and Rabbi said Sakana is more chumra than Isser? Yes? We're challenging Rava now. Let's go. Amar Ravashi, Tashma. We'll have to see whether this is a Mishnah or a Braisa. That previous one was a Mishnah in Taras, according to everyone. One of the 63 Masechta in Shas is called Taras. You familiar? That first Mishnah was a Mishnah. I made a mistake. Reisa Rishim Sheris, that everyone agrees is a Mishnah. This next one is a question whether it's a Mishnah or a Braisa. I don't think we'll get to it today, but the first one was definitely a Mishnah in Shas. There's many Mishnahs that don't have Gemara on it. We mentioned that. You got to know Shas. Shas means not just 2,711 Dapim. It also means the Mishnahs that don't have Gemaras on it. Three Starim have a lot of Mishnahs that don't have Gemara. Zeroyim has a lot of Mishnahs with no Gemara Bavli. Taurus, right? Nezika, but you got it in a Taurus and what else? Kutchin, correct. Let's see inside. Next one. Amar Rav Ashi, Tashma, come in here. Slochus, what is Slochus? What Slochus mean? Please, guys, let's get this, okay? You go over to the previous Nakuta. Slochus is a flask. What'd you guys translate it as? A flask. Let's say a flask. What'd you guys say? You guys translated as a flask too? Okay, very good. Amar Ravashi, Tashma, Slochus Yinicha Megula. Let's say you have a what? You have a flask that's left uncovered. Megula means what? Uncovered. Umatsa Mechusa. You come back and see it's covered. Magic. You know, you don't say magic. Tameya. What's Tameya? The din is it's Tameya. Okay? Now, I want you to get this. There are two possibilities who covered it. Either a man that's Tameh or a man that's Tar. Split 50-50, you see we're being Machmer. Tameya. Next din. Shani Omer, we're explaining the first din. This is all part of the Mishnah Brisa. Shani Omer, Adam Tameh Nichlas Lasham. Vikisa. Period. Put a word, period right after the word Vikisa. We assume that an Adam Tameh came in and covered it. We assume an Adam Tameh came in and covered it. Plain and simple. Done. Yes? You with me, Natan? That's the first case. Hinicha mechusa. Look inside. I leave it covered. Ubo amatsa megula, and I find it revealed. Im yechol lechul de lishtos mimenu. If a rat could have drank from it, o nachas ledivri rav Gamliel, which I don't know if we'll get to, but rav Gamliel says it's possible a snake might have drank from it. O sheyared batal belaila, psula. Or there's some dew that fell at night, or there's some dew that fell on it at night. Now, dew usually falls at night. It could have fallen in the daytime. Just that's the usual way it falls at night. Psula. What does psula mean? Psula is a word for paradum, which invalidates. Part of the process of paradum, which is another one of 63 mesechas of Shas, mesechas para. When a guy's tummy makes, how does it become tahara? You take a paraduma, you shecht it, and you burn it. You get the ashes, and you mix it into a kli that had mayim chayim, natural spring water. You mix the ashes in the water and sprinkle it on the guy, day 3 and day 7. He went to mikveh, then he waits, day 3 is sprinkling on him, day 7, and he goes to mikveh again, and he waits till what? He waits till Harav HaShemesh. That's how you make a guy tamei meis tahara. Everyone's tamei meis nowadays. Everyone's been in a levaya, everyone's been around a meis, and we have no paradum, so we're all tamei meis. That doesn't mean a kohen can add on to it. Still also for a kohen to go to a funeral. Can't say, a kohen can't say, oh, I'm ready, tameh meis, what's the problem? Let me go to a funeral, that you can't do. But Yisrael Levi, we're all tameh meis. Because it's interesting to be most of tumah al tumasso. Can't be most of tumah. So listen to this now. Okay, let's get this. There's three possibilities. There's three possibilities, guys. In the second case, where I left it closed and it turns out to be revealed. What are the three possibilities? The three possibilities, an Adam Tomei covered it. I'm sorry, an Adam Tomei uncovered it. What's the second possibility? An Adam Tahar did it. What's the third possibility? A rat did it, correct. That's the second case. Second case where you left it covered and it was what? You left it covered and comes out to be uncovered. So there are three possibilities in the second case. In the first case, rats do not close things. They only open up things. So in the first case, there's only two possibilities. It's either an Adam Tomei or Adam Tahar. You understand what I'm saying? You guys got the difference between the first and second case? In the second case, there are three possibilities. Rove of the three possibilities, two of the three point me in the direction of Tahora. But it says Psula. What does Psula mean? What does Psula mean? It is invalidated, but it doesn't say Tameh. You notice that? Look inside the Gemara, Vam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Matam. What's the reason that in the first case it's Tameh and the second case it's Psula? Look inside. Mipnei shedarken shal shratzim legalos ein darken lechasos. Oh. Because the derech of what? What is the derech? The derech of shratzim is to open up. It's not the derech of shratzim to close. That's exactly what I just said. So in the third possibility, in the second case, the three possibilities. So therefore, row of the possibilities point the direction of what? What was the second case? Second case was what? That it was mechusin, you came, that was what? Megula. The three possibilities. Adam Tomei, Adam Tar, or Rat. Those last two possibilities point to what direction? It's Tahora. So that's why it's Tahora, but it's only Psula. Why is it Psula? We're going to get to the Rashi, because Mayim Chaim, you can't have no work done to the water. And if a snake or a mouse put water in its mouth, we call that work. Or what's the other pshat? Mayim Chaim El Kelly. The water has to stay where? In the cleave. It's taken out, it's invalidated. But it's not Tome. It's only Psula. It's only Psula. You got this? It's only Psula. And that's where Rabbi Shuv ben Levi is. The only Amora that didn't die. The Gemara Ksuba signed Zion in the base. Right? His last mission in Bryce was a first generation Amora. Shai Olamos, 310 rolls. Next to last mission, Shas. 310 rolls. Shai, Shin Yud. So Rabbi Shuv ben Levi's Maz with the difference between the Reish and the Seifa. Yes? Yeah? Beautiful, he says. The second case, there are three possibilities. Two of the three are pointing to Torah. First case, there's only two possibilities. No rat closes things. It's not the derech of a rat to close things. So you see Beferish that what? What do you see from here? What do you see from here? Tremendous, it's a tremendous what? It's a tremendous pshat l'maisa. Yeah? You see Beferish that what? And this is the pshat that he says, look inside in the Gemara. Inami. What's the Inami? Okay. What do you see from this? You see that what? By Yisurim you go after the Rove. If filu what? Filu lahako. Right? What's the kasha of the Gemara? What's the kasha of the Gemara? You see that what? This is a tashma that's what? Not answered. This is a tashma that is not answered, Bench. This proves Rava wrong. Look inside. We usually don't read parentheses. The Marshal erases it, but Rashi says it. Inami, look inside. You left it Megula and you find it closed. That's a Reisha case. Seifa, Mechusa, Uba Matza Megula. You covered it and you find it Megula. Ha? What's Ha mean? What does Ha mean? No, what is the word Ha? Diuk. It doesn't mean, it means Ha, I have a Diuk. However, Ha means this. Ha is always an inference. What's the inference? Hamatza kamashinicha lo tumeiku lo psuleika. But if I find it, what? If I find it like it was placed, it's not puzzle and it's not tame. It's not tame and it's not puzzle. What is it? It is the way it was as it was before. What do you see from there? What do you see from there? That what do we say? We follow a rove for Isser and we assume it's what? In the safer case, it's psula. Or as Rashi brings out in this parentheses, what do you see from here? That if the status has not changed, we are what? Star. Are we Mako or are we Machmer?
Mako.
We're Mako. So you see by Surim, we're Mako. But by Sakana, we're Machmer. You are wrong, Rava. The E look inside. Vilu Savik Mai Magulim Asurim. Shmamina Chamira Sakanta Misura Shmamina. Wow. Rava's wrong. Rava equated Sakana with this, sir, Sam. He equated Sakana with Isser. And you see from this mission, it's not true. You see that what Isser we're making in, and Sakana we don't allow my Megulim. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this Tashma is not answered. Amar Rav Ashi Tashma, he proves Rava wrong from here. So Rav Huna, Abai, and Rav Ashi all hold Shamamina sakanta chamirta meisuru. And we're more mocked by sakanta than isurim. And Rav is proven wrong. Rav is proven wrong because Rav equated the two. That's what you see from this Gemara. Okay? You see from this Gemara. How do you see it? Because in the Sefer it said what? It said psula and not what? It said psula and not tzmeya, correct? See, psula shouldn't get you all nervous. Because psula is just a very local din to paraduma. That it's disqualified for reasons local to what? To paraduma. Either there was work done with it or the water didn't stay in the kli. But it didn't say the word tzmeya, did it, Benj? If it didn't say tzmeya, why didn't it say tzmeya? Because the three possibilities that what happened? Two of the three are Torah. We go with the Rov. So you see that what? You see that you're making by tzurim. And by sakana, when you leave water exposed, what are the possibilities? Are most animals poisonous? Of course not. Only snakes are poisonous. That's a mew. And we're worried about it because that's sakana. So you see that Isser is different than sakana. So you see Rav is wrong. We uphold Rav Huna with Abaye, with Ravashi against Rav. Benj, you got it? Binyamin, clear? Let's see the Rashi's inside now, okay? From the top, okay? Let's see the Rashi inside. You got to get clear of the Gemara Rashi here, okay? Bless you, okay? And then when we get it, we'll get to the Tyson tomorrow business show. Let's get the Rashi clear. I'm going to read it. Follow me closely, okay? Guys, look inside. Please follow me. Okay, there's a lot of Rashi's here. Let's go. Let's get them. But has everyone got this clear? Sam, you got it? Slochus. You got it in Testament base? Slochus. You need a Gemara? You got it?
I have it.
Okay, Slochus. Okay, you want to borrow mine?
No,
that's okay. But you also have the next one? You have Yudam and Aleph?
I do not.
Yeah, so just take my Gemara. Slochus. Let's see inside, guys. Flask. Okay, take from there. Slochus. Let's see. Here we go. Rashi. Slochus. Shemalu Mayim Chaim. What's Mayim Chaim? Spring water. A mayan is natural spring water from the ground. You guys know what a mayan is. You know, like for a zav. What's a zav? A man who has that, you know, constant flow, he needs a mayan. A mikvah is not good. A mayan is different. Natural spring water from the ground. Mikvah, you know, is not. Mikvah is from rainwater that is stayed water that's not moving because it's in a mikvah. You have to know there's a mayan and a mikvah. For a zav needs a mayan. Okay? It's a pasuk in Chumash. Look inside. Slochis. Shemalu mayim chayim lemechatas. What's mechatas? Waters of the chatas to make someone what? Tahora from tumas mace. Vadayin lo niskachu be'efer. What is niskachu? It wasn't sanctified because the ashes have not been poured in the mayim chayim. Look at this Rashi. Dimi skachu tumeya. Yes, if it's been niskadesh already, tmeya diktani lamai. Why would it teach the word tmeya? If you want to just tell me it's invalidating an elif sule, then listen to psula. If you want to just tell me it invalidates it, just teach the word psula. Elit tmui achrini, if you want to tell me it's metami other things, balavachi mechatis metami afilu b'masa. Anyways, mechatis is metami, even the guy who carries it. You all know the famous din. Why is paraduma chok? Why is it a chok? Because it's metame the tahorim. The guys who work with it to metare the guy become tame. So if he's holding water with ashes in a ray, already know he's tame. Right? The whole purpose is to metare. At the same time, it's metame the guy that work with it, and it's metare the guy who's become tame. It's an opposite side din. It's upside down. It's metame the tahorim, and it's metare the tameim. That's why it's a chok. Makes no sense. So he says, if you want to tell me the water had ashes in it already, if it's invalidated by what? If it's invalidated by now leaving it differently, you left it, it's open. And now it's closed. Or it was closed, left it, it's open. You want to tell me it's psula? Then teach the word psula. We're in the ratio, right? If you want to tell me it's tameh, it's already tummy. We're talking about a case where the water has not had ashes mixed in it. Because if ashes were mixed in it already, then already it's what? It's you want to tell me psula? Then teach the word psula. If you want to tell me tummy, we already know it's tummy. A guy who carries it can convey tumma. Right? The only thing that's going to be tar is for the guy you're trying to make tar. So obviously, Binyamin, what's it talking about? before the ashes are poured in. Let's see inside. I'm going to read it again inside. Please, guys, get this. Chazer tonight. You don't have a lot of work in the beginning. Start off strong in the beginning of the semester. Really, start off strong. I want you to get this shock to the target. Go over tonight. Call me tonight if you have kashas. You follow me? Look at the Rashi inside again. Slochus. Let's go. Slochus. Shemalu mayim chami l'mechatis. You filled up mayim chami l'mechatis. V'adayin l'niskachu be'efer. Has not been sanctified yet with ashes. From burning the what? The paradum you shefted. The niskachu, because if it already was pure, it was already was mixed with ashes, that's what it means sanctified. Tameya, then when it said tameya in the ratio, the tani l'mai. Why? Elif sulun, if one is conveyed, it's invalid, then list the psulun. Elif tmuya yachrini, if you want to tell me it's metami other things, belava ki mechatis metami na filu masa. I know that mechatis metami, even the guy who carries it. So one would teach me that then. So what stage are we up to? It only had water in it. Only has water in it, no ashes mixed in it. Okay? That is this Mishnah Brisa. There's only water in it, natural spring, with no ashes mixed. Next Rashi, look inside. Tameya. Umetame ochlin maskets, metame food and drink. The koshkin ipsululikish is also invalidated. Can't use it for, you can't use it anyway. The kol maaseh b'malos tarahim, the chatas kar rachmana. All the actions. What is all the actions? All the steps of the way you do in the degree of tara when you're dealing with what? Paraduma. Because what is a paraduma called? Called a korban chatas. Is it offered on the mizbeach? No, it's not. It was shechted and it's burnt. But for all purposes of classification of dinim, it is called a chatas kar rachmana. If it's called a chatas, then you deal with it accordingly. Don't you dare metamed it. Every step of the way, you got to keep tahar. Next Rashi. Im yechola chulda lishtos mimenu. If a rat can drink from it, look inside. This nan kol asrotzim ena poslin b'mechatas. All asrotzim do not pasul b'mechatas. Now I want to change the word to melika. Please get that down in your notes. So machloikis, what the gear says. Rashi and Tosis against the Rambam and the Ramban. Please get it. Rashi and Tosis have the gear of neshi mekia, okay, which means vomit, and the Rambam and the Ramban have the gear that laps it up. But we're going to, it says it on the side there, it changes it to malekis. You know what malekis is? Laps it up. You know what happens? It drinks the water, goes in the rat's mouth, and spits it back up in the cleat. Why is that possible? It's malacha been done to the water. Look inside. I'm reading the parentheses. Neshi malekis. Rabbi Gamliel Raf Anachash. Kola mekia possible. Anything that vomits, possibles. Dovi frishu mehen lishtos. Since they've been separated from the cleat to drink. Hare nasen ben malacha. Does malacha been done to the drink? Ben nifsalu. Ukshmikios, when it vomits it, postlos is arishonos. And when you vomit it back into the original water, it passes the original water. The mechatas nifsalu b'malacha cheris. The mechatas is nifsalu when a malacha is done to it. When a malacha is done to it, you're done. When malacha is done to it, you're done. You have to take out the word acheris. Take out the word acheris, he says. Acheris is inappropriate to be there, says Rishash. It's nifsu b'malach, and Armin Masech is gittin daf nun gimel. So what's the first reason why it's possible? What's the first reason why it's possible, guys? You tell me. What's it called? No, but it's a malach has been done to it. And when it goes back in, right, it passes the rishonis because it gets mixed in. You don't know which is which. All the water hasn't had a malacha done to it, but when you spit back in, you don't know which water which had malacha done to it, which one not. So you got to throw the whole thing out. You understand what I'm saying? The first reason is malacha. Yes, Ariel. Go ahead.
What does the Rambam say makia is?
He says instead of the word makia as malekis, which means lapping it up. But some change it even in Rashi. And that's the way we have it. We have Rashi saying makia, but some want to change it to malekis. Okay? Let's continue now. What's the other reason? What's the is? There are others. The is the talu time mishumayim chaim beinin. Dichsi b'midbar yutes. Mayim chaim el keli. Shetechiusin b'kli. What does that mean? It's got to stay in the environment of a kli. Shelo yamale kli zeh. V'yara b'kli acher. You can't pour it into one kli and then fill up in one kli and pour it into another kli. Kodim kiddush. Zeh shamati v'hagunu. He says he likes that pshat better. He likes that pshat better. It's got to stay in the kli halacha l'maisa. Please get that. So there are two reasons. If I ask you al pidin, why is this water invalidated for paraduma? What's the first reason? There's work bent to the kli by them lapping it up and going in their mouth. What's the other reason? Mayim chayim el what? Mayim chayim el keli. Excellent, guys. And therefore, it didn't stay in the environment of kli, and therefore it's considered to be what? It's considered to be a problem. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? So we got this? All right? L'maisa, let's get, we'll talk about this L'maisa when we get to the Tyson, more bariches, but let's get the pshat now. Okay? All right, Viter now. Yes, Jake.
What's the issue with staying in the kli that maybe you would have poured it out?
It's a gzeres hakasav. No, it's just a gzeres hakasav. Mayim chayim el keli. It has to stay in that kli.
I'm saying, what would make us think that it didn't stay in the kli?
It didn't. The rat brought it out of the kli. He took the water out and put it in his mouth. Went to another one, went to another environment.
Oh.
That's the problem. It's an objective problem. Either malach has been done to it, or it's been taken out of an environment of the kli. Okay? Let's continue now in Rashi, guys. Let's get it. Im yichol achul de lishtos. Shein toli b'over. What's the only case that a rat can't drink it? If the flask was suspended midair, it doesn't jump rats. May jump a little bit horizontally, but they don't jump normally vertically. They're not like dogs, right? Oh, nachas o divrei Gamliel shu omer af nachas kechulda. Gamliel says even a snake is like a what chulda? Oh, shiar ba tal belaila derech tal leri belaila. So derech of tal to fall belaila. Psula? Why is it psula? Look inside, guys. What's psula? The lav mayim chaim ninu. What's lav mayim chaim? It's not mayim chaim. Why not? Because either it was in the mouth of who?
The snake of the rat.
I mean, it's not Mayim Chaim. Why is it not Mayim Chaim? Natan, why is it not Mayim Chaim? You tell me. It's not Mayim Chaim. Because why?
In the mouth.
Yeah, well, it was L'maisa.
It was out of the cleave.
Yeah, L'maisa, that's what he seems to be saying. Could be because it's also there's spit there. Could be also because there's spit there, halacha L'maisa. We'll discuss it, but you think this Rashi is going what? This Rashi seems to be going more with what? The second shot, no? What do you say, Natan? That's what you would want to say. What does he say again? Look at Rashi. Psula the lav mayim chaim ninu. Why is it not mayim chaim? Why is it not mayim chaim? Because the snake what?
Either way, it's losing its step.
I mean, if it's tal, it never was water. It wasn't Mayim Chaim from the spring, right?
Yeah.
So that's what Rashi might mean. There doesn't shed light. If he's also talking about the case of the snake and the rat, then it is shedding light a little bit on that. And what'd you say?
Both of the cases lead to its status in Mayim Chaim. So I don't know.
You mean they disqualified? You mean either because a malacha was done or it wasn't in the environment?
Yeah.
That's what Rashi's saying. I think you're right. I think Natan is saying it's not going to be Mayim Chaim because either there was malacha done to it. I understand when malacha done to it, it's not it's psula, not necessarily it's not mayim chaim. Still was natural spring water. But you're saying it's not called halachic mayim chaim, you mean?
Yeah.
That's considered to be not disqualified? Could be what you're saying is correct. I mean, mayim chaim means water that hasn't been disqualified, you're saying. Okay, could be. Look at Rashi. Psula la mayim chaim ninu, ava batum lo masapkin in law, venim atam achrini. In the safer case, it's not tame, it's what? It's psula. Look in Rashi. Why aren't you cautious that an Adam Tommy revealed it? What do we say? What's the answer? Look at the next Rashi. There are three possibilities. Two of the three are Torah. Look at Rashi inside, guys. Okay, these are hard Rashis. Look inside. So I want to get to Halacha too, but let's see Rashi. Neshadarkas or Shrotzim Legalos. Avagav the Adam Nami Darka Lagalos Ika Lamitli B'Adam Tar. It was Shrutzim Latar. Two of the three are good. U'Adam Tomei L'Tomei Talini B'Asaruba Latar. So you see by Yisurim or Mekel. So you see by Yisurim or Mekel by what? By Sakana or not? Rav is wrong. Then Darka L'Chasos Hilkach Reisha. What's the Reisha case? What was the Reisha case? Where you found it what? Found it open and what? I'm sorry. It started open. Then you find it closed. Do rats close things? No. So we don't care about rats in this case. Only one guy. Possibility of Tomer, Darmain, Darker, Lechazos, Hilkach, Reisha, Lake, and Limit, Mishratzim. The Reisha case, we cannot assume it was rats. It's only a human being. It's either a man that's Tamer or a man that's Tarch. And we're worried about who? Tzmeyim. 50-50. Abba b'midi v'yisru talin abasaruba, the shchichi. B'midi v'yisru m'gosar barov, avagav delakula. Inami, what's inami mean? What's inami mean? Or else, which is the parentheses, time of the inicha megula u'matza mechusa. It started revealed, and you find it closed. Mechusa u'matza megula. Closed, it ends revealed. Ha matza kamosha inicha, but let's say you find it like you placed it. Lo tuma yikav lo psula yikav. Remains the same. Why? Because by Isser we are what? We are Makel again. There's another way of bringing out Ariel that by Isser we're Makel. Either you follow a Rov, or according to Rashi Pshat, the Inami, that in a situation where we remain the same, we're also Makel. Why are you Makel? Must be that what by Isser we're Makel. You follow what I'm saying? There are two ways to bring out. The simplest reading of the Gemara is from the Rov. The other way to bring it out is in a situation where it didn't change the status of the flask. The reason why we're Mako is because it's Surim or Mako. But the Sakona, it says, Befer, it's a good Rashi. Vilusavik Mai Megulim Asurim Garcinan. We have that Girsum. Vavagav Dika Lemem or Adam Nicholas Lasham. Maybe a human being went in there. She Gilo saw. Vishar Shratzim Gilo saw. And most of the creatures in the world are not poisonous. She ain't Ben Sakona. They have no Sakona. Vavalu Nechashim Yutu. Snakes are a mute. Talini Benechashim Asiri. We assume it was the snakes and it's Asur. Inami pshitale du atzmo gilo saw. Maybe the guy did do it, human being. Veshah begilu, but it stayed the amount of time that it was open. Kadesh yuchol nachash lishtos man. Maybe it was a man that revealed it, but it was the amount of time that a snake could have gotten in there and drank. Amrinu lekaman esiri. Avagat damatz kamoshi nichim. You leave it like you found it. No matter how you slice the sakana, we're more machmer. So we have a tremendous chiddush here. Okay, we got this chlor. Yes. Now the next Rashi, Lamaisa, is a hard Rashi, Lamaisa. Let's leave that for tomorrow, okay? See that Rashi, Vishma, I mean, we could do it, but we don't have time for Alaka. So I want you to please go over this. That Rashi, we're going to start here tomorrow with that Rashi, Shema Amina, because he has a different Girsa and he slugs up that Girsa, okay? And then we got to do the Tyson tomorrow, okay, Belina Eder. Okay, so we'll start with that Rashi. You follow me, go over. But this is a what? What do we see today? What do we see today in the Gemara? Rav Shimi Barashi asked Akasha. We had an answer. Such an obvious answer. The Rashi Pnei Yeshua said, what were you thinking? We had two Malchim, Rashi Pnei Yeshua, yes? Then we embarked upon the next Kasha. The next Kasha was an answer? No, it wasn't. Rav Ashi said, Tashman, it was an answer. He proved Rav wrong. That Sakon and Yisur are different. Rava thought they were the same. We proved that Mamish wrong. Sakon is different. Chamir to Sakon and Yisur. Who holds like that? Ravuna, Abaya, and Ravashi against who? Against Rava. How do we prove it? Because what does it say? It says in the Sefer case what? Psula. What is Psula? Not Tmea. Because there are three possibilities. Two of the three point to Tahara, and we follow the Rov. That's by Yisurim. You see, you go by the Rov, by Yisurim, Yehuda. And by Zakana, you don't. Vivu Mayim Megulim or Machmer, yes? Mayim Megulim, are snakes a Rov? No, they're not. They're a Mute, and we're still Choshish for it. What's the other way you can prove that we're Mako by Yisurim, Jake? Not just a Rov, but what was the other one? They're in parentheses. Yes. The fact is that if they're left the same, you find it the same status, we assume it's okay. Why do we assume it's okay? Because by Isurim or Mako. But by Sakana, do we assume it's okay? No, a snake might have bitten it. Might have eaten it. That's the pshat in the Gemara. So again, I'm going to start with that Rashi. You got to know a chlor. Please call me when I'm chazard over good. We'll start with that Rashi and we'll go right to the Tyson. Okay? There's a lot we got to see. A lot of Rishonim adding on with the Tyson. But let's close with Allah. Okay. One of the things I wanted to point out to you from the Parsha is the following. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu almost got killed by a serpent, talking about the Nechashim, because he didn't circumcise his son. Which son was Eliezer? Wasn't Gershon, was Eliezer. Now, the Gemara is bothered by Maseches Avodah Zorah. I don't understand this. Can a woman be a moil? See, Purr was the one who mouthed him. Machloikis in the Gemara, please. About a Zarach of Zion and Al. 2 days in the Gemara. Can a woman be a moil? Gemara says, how can there be a day that says Pasuk? Look at the Pasuk. See, Purr did the Mila. Gemara says, no. According to that Shita, she asked another man to do it, not her. The other Shita is that she started it and another man finished it. One Shita says that a woman's kasher l'mol, she did the whole thing. The other Shita says that a woman's psula, how do you read the pasuk? So he says she didn't actually do it. Batichos means she had another guy do it for
third
her.
Third person, not Moshe.
Correct. Correct. Another guy did it. Correct. Could be Moshe finished it, l'mol, also. I forgot the lesson of the Gemara. We'll look it up tomorrow, Blinder, okay?
Where is it?
But Avodah Zarah of Zion Amar Aleph. So the one sheet that says a woman is Kshayra, she did the whole thing. The other sheet says a woman's Psula. How do you read the Pasuk? Either she had another guy do it, she started it, and who's the end? The guy who finishes the Iker. Now, how do we Paskin? So the Mechaber writes, a woman is Kshayra Lamu. The Rama writes that you should always try to find a man and not a woman. That's what the Rama writes. You should always try to find a man and not a woman.
But that doesn't mean she can't do it.
Yeah, it's a question. The Shach is questioning. Very good, Benj. What does he mean when he says, Nogin lahadar, is it good or is it not good? So Lashon and the Shach, if he says, if a woman is possible, then it's not Matsui that we ever have her. So the bottom line is that what? Is that you really should try to have a man. Now this opens the door to the following. A mila should always be done on the eighth day. Halacha l'maisa. That's why I recommend it should never be done in the hospital. Because the hospital, they do it toch shmona. We should always advise you to be in a shul or in a yeshiva to make sure it's done on the eighth day. Because if a bris is done toch shmona, we require a tavas dam bris. I once took a 30-year-old man who was a bal tshuva who had his bris done in a hospital before the eighth day. Took him to a moil, and the moil did a tavas dam bris. He puts a needle in and he draws some blood. And then he wrote a shtar that he had this done properly. Halacha l'maisa. So I want you to get both these things. Mila, toch shmona, requires a tavas dam bris. And also, mila belaila. A mila can never be done in the night. Never. If it's done at night, you also need tavas dam bris.
Why is that?
Because there's a cause of Yom HaShemini, whether it's the 8th day or the 10th day, never can be done at night. And that's why there's an in to do this reason, Makdim the Mitzvah, always to do the Mila before Chatzos. Always to try to do the Mila before Chatzos. Because if you do it after Chatzos, you lose out. It's reason Makdim the Mitzvah. Now, Lamaisa, it's fascinating. Halacha l'maisa, that the moil that you do for a mila should be a person that's shomer Torah mitzvahs. But if he's not shomer Torah mitzvahs, could be that you need a tavas dam bris as well. Could be you need a tavas dam bris as well. To make sure that the person is, believes in mila, shomer Shabbos. If a person is not a moil, that's another reason why not to do it in the hospital. I don't have a Jewish guy do it. I don't know where he's from. You have to be medactic to make sure it's done properly. Yes, you would.
What about if it's on, if the bris is on like Tisha B'Av, would you do it then post Chatzos or would you do it before Chatzos?
You do it before Chatzos, the suit is done once it's Tisha B'Av. Okay. Now listen, it comes out, Halacha L'maisa, very interesting, that we find in Mitzrayim that Moshe Rabbeinu was told that the people that are seeking your life are not there anymore. What does that mean? What's all halacha we learn from there? Are you allowed to jump in a pool, jump in a lake, jump in a river, try to save someone's life who's drowning? He's vada gonna die, and you're a suffix. Are you mechuyev to do this? It's machlokes the Kesef Mishnah and the Baal HaTanya. He's Vadai, you're Suffolk. You follow me? Now, in this situation, Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to save Klal Yisrael. So they say, Hashem says, don't worry about it. The guys who are after you are dead. They weren't really dead. Doesn't mean they lost all their money. And on his kemes. But the bottom line is, what happens if they didn't lose their money? He's trying to save Klal Yisrael. Doesn't make sense. He's a suffix akana. They're a vadai. You could bring a raya from here. Maybe. That if you're a suffix and he's a vadai, you don't have to do it. You follow what I'm saying? You go in that lake, river, and you might die. And I'm a chuyu to risk your life. Even though he's a vadai. You follow me? You see how we're learning this? We're learning this from here, says the Meshech Hachmor Sameach. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu is only told by Hashem to go there now because it's vada, you're okay. But if it be a suffix, they're vada sakana. You're a suffix. You still see you don't have to do it. You follow what I'm saying? That's a tremendous chiddush. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't try, but it's a very important. No one should ever be in this shiloh, Rahman al-Islam. No one should ever be in the shiloh. But for a person to say you did wrong, it's not true. You see, the poshup shot is Machleis Kesef Mishnah Balatanya. With this Yushalmi, you see the Meshech Chachma says, Dor Sameh, from this story, that you see that you don't have to endanger your life. He's a Vada, I'm a Sophic, I don't have to. Api Allah. Now what comes out? Now I'm troubled by something. Yes, go ahead, Jake.
So would it be usher to try to save the person? Or
It would be a Midas Chassidus. You could, because there's another Shita that says you should. Okay. But it's not... Is it usher or mice? I don't think we would say it's usher because there's another sheet that says good and the other sheet that says they say it's a minas chasidus if you want. But you're nothing. This is for Klal Yisrael. This is for Klal Yisrael here too. All of Klal Yisrael, no? Such a riot. But Lamaisa, I want you to get this. But I want to bring out the following. I want to close with this. You know, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky at some points out in the Sefer. You know, all the citizens of Egypt were slaves already. Yosef had created, you know, the system. You know, a fifth of their land, you know, they had no food, bought up all the land, they were slaves already. Why was it so disdainful that we were included as being slaves? Why was it so disdainful? Let me ask you a question. If rove of the people, of citizens of America were slaves to the government in Washington, except for the Jews, and then the Jews are asked to be slaves, would that be so bad? If all other citizens in America, different religions are slaves, would that be so bad? That's what's going on there. You know what the difference is? Who made Egypt the greatest nation in the world? Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik. Economically, everyone's coming to them. What kind of a curse I told to you do his children and his grandchildren? That was so mean. And that's the question that who posed this question to his advisors? Who are the three guys at Paro's chair? Sanhedrin, Kuvav, Manal. Excellent. Bilam, Eiv, and Yisrael. Rabbi Yaakov says, what did they pose the question? What was the question Paro posed? You know what he posed? Is there a din akar zatov to someone's children, grandchildren that helped you? You know what Bilam said? No. You know what Eiv said? He was quiet. Bilam, we know, got punished. Sheikh Vazir was destroyed. Boiling Sheikh Vazir. Eve was punished with Yisur. What did Yisur do? He escaped. His descendants became the leaders of Sanhedrin. That was the question that was posed. He said, you need a karsa tov to the kids. There's a story told about Rav Kolvik Zatzal, the great Rosh Yeshiva Kiryat Yavna. Then when a guy would get married, there's a limited amount of apartments in Kiryat Yavna. So if you get engaged, you get an apartment if you're a good guy. From Masman. So there was a guy there who got engaged, wasn't such a serious fellow. And he wanted to go and ask for a shoe for an apartment. And all his friends said, he'll kick you out. And they were betting how many seconds he'd be in the room before he'd be kicked out. So he comes in there. So Rishu says, what's your name? And I guess he didn't know him because he wasn't there too often. But he was there 20 minutes. He gave him an apartment. And he comes out and tells his friends, I got the apartment. Because you know what happened? Rav Kolvik Zatzal, when he grew up in Shaar HaChesed, was dirt poor. When he'd go to school, sometimes he had no food. Mamish, no food. So this boy's grandparents, his grandma would sit outside and give Rav Kolvik Zatzal, as a little boy, a sandwich to have for food that day on a constant basis. He said, I'm so happy to Hashem, I have the ability to be makar tov to your grandparents. And he said, don't worry, you have a dira right away. Karasa Tov applies not only to what the guy himself, it applies to kids and the grandkids and the Doritares. And let's close with one more Chiddush about Karasa Tov. You know when Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri? Yes? Do you remember he looked everywhere to see no one was there? What happened the very next day? Two Jews are what? Two Jews are hitting each other. And what does he say? What are you doing? So what does the guy say to him? Oh, you killed an Egyptian yesterday. You know what the Maal Diskin says? How did he know? I thought no one was there. What's the answer? It was the guy himself. It was the guy himself who was being beaten by the Mitzri is the one the next day who says what? Can you imagine the chutzpah of that? A previous day, the guy saves your life, and now he's giving a mussar. Can you imagine that? You understand what I'm saying? You see a chiddush here. There are people that are actually saved by other people. And when they see them, they get uncomfortable. And they get what they feel like, oh, they're subservient. And what do they do in their own mind? They twist it completely, and they're mean to the guy. That's exactly what's happening here. We can never be like that, Chas V'Shalom. Acknowledge that guy saved your life and always be nice to him. Don't turn it around and make it what? Don't turn it around and make it as if he did nothing for me. You follow what I'm saying? That's what this guy did. I think it was Dawson. Either it was Dawson or Avir. So those are the two chidushim we're closing with Hakaras HaTov. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Great to see everyone. Chas are over.
Thank you.
It's too early for Mintman. So make sure you dive Mintman the Minion. And we'll continue tomorrow with that Rashi, guys. With that Rashi.
Can I take this farm back to the...
Yeah.